USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Georgia man accused in a Metro Atlanta shooting spree is now facing 8 murder charges. Robert Long is accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 Metro Atlanta spas that killed 8 people and wounded another, with 6 of the victims being Asian. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds says it's too early in the investigation to determine if the attack was racially motivated. He tells CNBC that the suspect denied a racial component to the attacks, but that investigators are still looking into all possibilities.
I have watched the entire interview with the suspect, and he does make a full confession. During that interview, I did not hear anything about race. It was other than us asking the question. Well, we're not going to rule that out. We're going to continue this investigation and go off of every lead and every possible angle that we can, but still a little early to tell.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona told reporters Wednesday what those funds were being allocated for.
My priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible. And earlier today, I notified all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico of the amount of funds they'll be receiving from the American Rescue Plan, totaling nearly $122 billion to help them reopen safely and quickly. I'm also pleased to share that HHS is allocating an additional $10 billion for states to do screening and surveillance testing of in schools to make sure we can not only open our schools but keep them open.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
4 people on the terror watch list were apprehended on the southern border. Axios reports that 3 of them were from Yemen and another person was from Serbia. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says that there are more concerns for border agents than just people on the terror watch list. He tells Fox News that watching for other persons of interest are also part of the national security responsibilities of the Border Patrol.
So it's not, again, not only terrorists or known or suspected terrorists, what we call KSTs, but it's also, there's another group called special interest aliens, and these are individuals that have traffic patterns like terrorists, perhaps are not on a watch list, but come from Europe or Africa or Asia into South America and make their way up through Central America and Mexico to that border that law enforcement needs to be concerned with. But at the end of the day, I think what's probably most concerning is that because of the number of individuals that are crossing, we're having to pull Border Patrol off of their national security mission and into their Border Patrol stations to care and feed these number of individuals instead of being right on the line doing that Homeland Security, national security mission that they're trained to do.
And the Federal Communications Commission has levied its largest ever fine against telemarketers. 2 Texas telemarketing firms received a $225 million fine for making about 1 billion robocalls where they falsely claimed to sell health insurance. The companies admitted to knowingly calling numbers on the national Do Not Call list and used spoofed numbers that appeared to come from a local phone number. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.